Sometimes when I really think about it, or more importantly, when I truly open my heart to it, and I think about the love, the Father, who God has for me and for all of you, it tends to overwhelm me. Sometimes even to the point of tears, but you know, they're the good kind. To think that I could be so loved that no matter what, no matter what I do, no matter where I go, that God is always waiting for me, willing to take me back. That his love is more powerful than anything I can do. Now, there are some here who maybe since, you know, the very cradle have been to church every Sunday of their life and have lived, you know, relatively good lives. And then there are others of us who are in the room who may have strayed off the path a time or two and who have been felt ourselves brought back here. But no matter what our path that brought us here to this Sunday, we're all loved. Now, in our gospel today, we hear how the scribes and the Pharisees are kind of cranky again. And part of it comes from the fact that here they have been following all the laws. Here they've been doing everything right. They're pious men who do what the law tells them to do. And here this guy shows up who might be the Messiah. And instead of focusing on all of them who have just done all these wonderful things, he instead focuses, spends so much time with those who have led difficult lives. We're told that he hangs out with the sinners, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, those people that are looked down upon the society. And so there's a little bit of envy going on here. And I don't think they quite grasp that the love of God can hold all in. Like a good parent, God loves all of his children. But sometimes, as those of you who have been parents or have raised children, been teachers, or, you know, you realize that though your love for each child might be equal, that sometimes the difficult ones take more of your time. It doesn't mean that you don't love the other one any less. It's just that sometimes your energy needs to go certain areas. And I think when Jesus is listening to the grumbling of the Pharisees, and he wants them to understand that there's enough love for everybody. And so he tells this parable. It's, you know, one of the more famous parables about the prodigal son, you know, the young man who, you know, like many young adults, thinks he knows better, doesn't want to spend time under his father's roof anymore. He wants to go out and have his own life and insists that his father gives him his share of everything. And so he does. And of course, you know, as we know in the story, the young man goes out, wastes it right away on having a good time, a dissolute life. And finds himself, you know, in peril. You know, he finds himself not only, you know, broke and hungry, but also finds him in a place where nobody cares about him. You know, he talks about how he would even eat the food for the pigs, but how nobody gave him anything. And he was willing to go back. You know, as I think any of us who have ever been young knows how difficult that is when you have to go back with your tail between your legs and And, you know, and he decides he's going to go back. He makes this big speech. He's willing to go live the life of a slave just because, you know, he's hungry, he's broke, he's alone. And as we all know, when he gets back there, his father is so excited. He runs out, he grabs him, he hugs him, he kisses him. He gets the best robes, the best jewelry, the best shoes, put him on his feet, orders a party, and there's a big celebration because he is so excited that it didn't matter what the son had done before. He's just so excited to have him back. Now, of course, we have the other son who has done everything right, who has worked his fingers to the bone. He doesn't even know a party's going on. He's out working. And these are the Pharisees, the scribes, those people who have lived the good and pious life, the ones who are feeling a little jealous because of Jesus' attention going to the riffraff. And of course, when he shows up, he finds out what's going on. He, you know, it's understandable. You know, here he's worked his life, all his whole life for his father, doing everything right. And here the annoying little brother shows up. And here, you know, the elder son throughout his life never really has gotten much from the father. At least it didn't seem like it. And here this degenerate shows up and he gets the party. And the father wants him to know that, you know, the father goes out to him because he realizes the son won't come in and tells him that, no, I love you just as much and everything here is yours. But the importance of celebrating those who have left and come back. Now we as children of God are called to do no less, to reach out to those of us, to our brothers and sisters, those that we know and those we don't know, those who have strayed and those who may not even know about what it is to live a life of faith, and to share this love that has been so freely given to us by a Father, by a God who has so much love to give, a God who shows us time and time again that no matter what we do, we're welcomed back. A God whose love doesn't get depleted the more he shares, but just grows. And that same love, you know, those as I'm sure you all know, that the more people you have in your life, you don't have less love. You just, more love comes. The more you share the love, you know, those, again, those of you who may have, you know, might have more than one child. You know, just because the second child isn't born doesn't mean that you have to have that love. It's just that love grows. You know, when new people come into your life, that love just continues to grow. And that happens here in this church, this community we call St. Andrew's, when new people show up. We don't have to split up the love or divide it anymore. It just grows. And we can bring people in. So, in our reading from 1 Corinthians today, we are told that through Christ we have been made a new creation. We are people made to love. And it's up to us to share that with other people. So my brothers and sisters, Lent, I know it's a penitential time in which we are to look at our hearts and at our lives and to try to get things back into order, to turn back to God, to confess sins, to try to do a little better. But it's also a time of transformation. It's a time in which we really do embrace that new creation. So as we continue through our Lenten journey, I encourage you to continue in your prayers, your meditations, your studies, but I also encourage you to find different ways in which to share the love that is so freely given to you. Find ways to reach out to those people who are most in need of that love. And sometimes they're not always who we think. Sometimes they look like the person who has, if you look at them outwardly, they are the person who seems to have everything. They seem to have it all together. But sometimes that's the person who needs your love the most at that time. Because we don't always know what sometimes the outside doesn't always match the inside. So be kind, be loving, share what has been so freely given to you, realizing that whatever you give, not only will be returned, but it'll just grow.